tough awareness of an absolute philosophy, of an absolute philosopher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the tough awareness of an absolute philosopher. An absolute philosopher is not a wimby pimby wamby wamby man. It's not a person who thinks one thought one moment and another thought another moment. But an absolute philosopher is one who knows what he believes, thinks what he believes, and is what he believes. Now, as I go through life, I am constantly asked the question by well-meaning people, what philosophy do you teach? What philosophy do you share? What philosophy do you live? And they look me right in the face and they say, whose philosophy do you teach? And I say, I teach my own. Well, what makes you think your philosophy is so good? Because it's the philosophy I believe. It's the philosophy I practice. Well, but there are so many great philosophers who have written great philosophy, and their philosophy certainly should be superior to anything that you could ever think of. Really? Where do you think these philosophers of the past got their philosophy? Where did they build their own philosophy and their own awareness? As I speak to children, I say to them, you have a wonderful gift. You have come into this life with an attitude, with a philosophy all of your own. And your philosophy is whatever you have allowed yourself to think and be. But you have also trained yourself in the philosophy of your mother and dad, of your peers, of your teachers, of your world, and you have added to your philosophy, which is a super philosophy. You have added to it ideas you've thought were meaningful and useful from the world around you. So now you have a philosophy that you've made up not only of your own intuitive inner philosophy with which you were born, but you have also taken on the intuitive, interesting, wonderful philosophy of all of those in your world who were born with their philosophy, and you understand it and utilize it along with your own, accepting and rejecting according to your own desires. You are developing a philosophy. Your tough awareness of your absolute philosophy shows where you stand in the world of beingness. We live in a world of what's called race consciousness, of the thoughts of the majority of the people. And this world is one which is governed by this race consciousness. And if anyone doesn't cooperate with this attitude of everyone else, then they are outcast. They are not thought to be desirable. The majority of humanity today, unfortunately, loves the newspapers and magazines and the media. They love to be informed about what's going on in the world because they think that's taking a very important part in it, and being a responsible human being, a responsible divine being, a responsible philosopher. Whereas that's not true. That's not true. A responsible philosopher is one who knows his own philosophy, and he's a tough philosopher. He has a tough awareness toward his absolute philosophy. And he will not allow himself one moment to part from his convictions. He will not allow himself one moment to be swayed from his belief, from what he believes to be true. Now, the appearances may be contrary. The appearances may be that other things are really more valid and vital and viable than whatever he is currently following. But if he is a true philosopher, and if he has a tough awareness of his absolute philosophy, he cannot be dissuaded against it. He cannot be encouraged to think of somebody else's philosophy and that it is valid for him. Now you say, Man, that can get you into a lot of trouble. Yes, it can. It can get you into a lot of trouble, and it can get you into the revelation of your divine self. Just take as this point of view, how many Jesus Christ were born on this earth? How many Platos, Socrates, Aristotles? How many great philosophers, and how many philosophers that have come down through modern day and are outstanding men of thinking, men of magic, men of really great goodness? The Dalai Lama, he's one illustration. How many Dalai Lamas have come along who have stood forth for what they have been taught and what they believe and what they are? Not too many. Could you be cast out of your homeland? Could you be cast out of your tradition? Could you be cast out of the church, the monastery, the lamasery where you have trained and grown up and travel around the world with a light heart? Teaching what your belief is, not what your living experience is, your living quarters are. That takes quite a being. Really, he's a most amazing man. He's a tough awareness of his absolute philosophy of whatever he believes. And we have a pretty good idea of what it is he believes. And a lot of times, it's contrary to what the world is. Although, as you watch the Dalai Lama, and you read what he has written from the beginning, and you read what he's writing now, he's becoming more and more worldly. He is becoming more and more a people person. He is becoming more and more a compassionate, understanding person. Jesus the Christ was not a compassionate, understanding person. He was an unconditionally loving person who would like to do everything good for people, but he would not sell his philosophy to make it palatable to the people. He would not make his philosophy palatable to the people by taking away the essence of it, the guts of it. I'm not saying the Dalai Lama is doing this or has done this, but in reading his work, in reading the writings that he has written, and seeing it from the time when he first left the lamasery to the time now, you say, well, he is matured. Well, good. Each of us can really be a tough awareness of our absolute philosophy if we want to be so. If we want to be so, we might not always be liked wherever we go. Our purpose in life is to see the world the way we create it. Now, are we going to see the world at peace with itself? Are we going to see the world filled with healthy, happy, harmonious people? Are we going to see the world? What other reason is the world for existing than to have healthy, happy, harmonious people in it? What other reason? The reason is, this is the divine cause for every man, woman, and child to be a happy, healthy, harmonious being in this experience called life. And the only way we can have a happy, healthy, harmonious experience in this experience we call life is to be tough with our awareness of our absolute philosophy, to be tough with our saying, all is peace, all is harmony, I am whole and perfect, to speak our word of truth, to speak our word of conviction, to speak our word in the face of all of the evidence that would point to another direction. It's a tough thing to do, and it's a wonderful thing to do, but it's something that only the strong of heart, only the tough awareness of your absolute philosophy can allow you to do. Socrates died for his philosophy. Would you die for yours? Would you stand up for your philosophy and say, this is what I teach? I will not recant, I will not renege, I will not say that this is not what I teach, for this is what I teach. Would you stand up for your philosophy? Would you have that tough awareness of your philosophy that would not allow you to speak in any other way? You won't be appreciated. You won't be appreciated because you're in the world, but you're not of the world. You're in the world, but you are speaking of the world as you would create it, whole and perfect, beautiful, fulfilled, rewarding. You would be blind, and this is the tough part for many people, you would be blind to anything contrary to your conviction. You would see all the world at peace. You would see all the world in harmony. You'd see all the world in good health. You'd see all the people on the face of the earth getting along with one another and enjoying each other's company with the absolute magnitude that is possible to have. This is what it's all about. This is the tough awareness of an absolute philosopher. It's not for the faint of heart. It's for those who really believe whatever it is you believe and follow it with your life. It's not so terrible as it might sound, follow it with your life, but what it is a matter of being who you are and being it under all circumstances and being it at all times and being it completely, knowing only that and living only that. People will look at you, and at first you'll be confusing to them, but then they'll see the depth of your heart. They'll see the warmth of your being. They'll see the love, unconditional love, of who you really are. And they may not understand you, and that doesn't matter, but they will realize that you are something special because you follow your convictions. You make them feel ashamed because they don't always follow their convictions, and seeing your life as you follow your convictions, as you have your tough awareness of your absolute philosophy, they may not understand it, but they'll respect it, and you will respect it, and that's the major, and that's the total thing about it. You understand it. It's up to us to take this tough awareness of our absolute philosophy and make it an everyday experience in our life. Make it an everyday happening in our world. And in that everyday happening, to dwell in peace and joy and harmony and be happy. For now is the acceptable time for my good, for my allness, for who I am. And I love it. Have a great day, and know that the absolute philosopher in you always knows exactly the right thing to do in the right way, and you do it now. I love you. I love you. I love you.